من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who in his infinite mercy has made it possible for me to honor this very important invitation. Let me start by confessing that I had used all means and ways possible to avoid coming to this place today. This is in view of the multifarious schedules I have. In fact, about 2 weeks ago, the Amir called me and I was not close by. I saw his missed call, but I decided to ignore it. I pretended I did not see it because I was just thinking, how am I going to make time available to prepare what I am going to come and present before my esteemed brothers and sisters in Islam, who are not only students of knowledge, but intellectuals of high repute. But as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ, the Amir decided to use another means. He was sending people upon people to the extent that even yesterday, Friday, at a lecture or at a program I attended organized by the MSS Aizon, which is currently going on at Ahmad Bello University, Zaria, a brother told me that he had looked for me several times. He has gone to see me in the office several times to convey the message of Emkan Amir. And I said, there is nothing I can do. And because I didn't intend to come, in fact, I took it for granted, I did not prepare anything. Until around, I think, 9 p.m., I texted the Amir to remind me the topic I was given. So you can see really the disconnect. But I have no regrets, and inshallah, I am going to deliver what is available, bismillah. And because I am going to be talking to intellectuals, I'm sure my task is very, very simple, as I'm only going to make reference to sources you are already very much familiar with. The title of the presentation, as has been announced, is Living with Non-Muslims, a Practical Approach. I was made to understand that the paper presented in the morning gave a rundown of the theoretical aspect of religious tolerance. By Allah's will, it happened that a professor was invited to give that talk, and the other rank is now expected to give the practical approach to what may be called religious tolerance. At any rate, let me start by reminding us about the unpleasing but creational decree. It is unpleasing because that is not what ordinarily as humans would have loved to see. But it is a creational decree because that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided, and his decision is final, So it is a matter